From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends.
Thank y'all very much for having us here. We're going to take a minute to go around right now and introduce everyone standing up here. Right over here to my left and your right, playing that acoustic guitar, is going to be playing some leads, singing harmonies from Greenwood County, Kentucky, Mr. Corey Neese. Right behind him on that big guitar from Flatwoods, Kentucky, Mr. Ian Ellerbrock. Straight behind me back here on drums from Portsmouth, Ohio, Mr. Bobby Hunt. Over here to my right, your left, playing that lead guitar from Worthington, Kentucky, Mr. Mike Moore.
Life.
Gridiron Radio's official radio partner is WEKU. Serving central and eastern Kentucky, WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 664th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends. Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends are an alternative country band grown in the small town of Raceland, Kentucky. Welcome, Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends, to the Red Barn stage.
Girl, I know that you're tired. Tired from working hard all day. Don't even stop at a red light. Bring it on home, let me have my way. Hey, don't worry about those dishes. You ain't gonna need a one tonight. I'll get to them when we're finished. Around the time morning brings light. Girl, don't worry about tomorrow. Got a night plan full of sin. There ain't a thing that I would not do just to get my hands upon your skin. Baby, no, we got nowhere to go. We got nowhere to be. Wind and stars are all a-watching. Let me show what you mean to me. Girl, don't worry about tomorrow. We need to make it through tonight. Bring you a heart and a lunchbox. 'Cause girl, you know I'm gonna do this right. This old house, it was made for nights like this.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Well, welcome, listeners, to the second show of our 18th season on Red Barn Radio. Tonight, our guest is Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends. They're from a place called Raceland, Kentucky. Tell us about that place, Josh.
Josh Brown.
Population 2,000, one stop signal in the entire town.
Let's go a little bit further than the one stoplight. Play the role of the Chamber of Commerce person in Greenup County, and what's going on in that county? It's a big county.
Well, I mean, pretty much the same thing that's been going on the last 50 or so years. School. That's about it. There's not a whole lot going on in Greenup County, Kentucky. It's not like Fayette County.
How'd you end up there? You got family there?
Yeah, I grew up there, born and raised.
Yeah, and what'd your family do there?
My dad works for the Bellefonte Hospital, and my mom works for Bellefonte Hospital, so hospital and factories. Huh. That's the thing.
What's a big city there in Greenup?
The city of Greenup would probably be the biggest. You know, the science probably isn't in on this.
How close is Ashland to where you live?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's a pretty big town.
Oh, that's metropolis.
Yeah, right.
You've got a new industry coming to the area that'll bring a lot of new jobs. And, you know, you have shows at the Paramount, but it's not really a lot of local shows. Although the new director who just got in there is really trying to move towards that direction of bringing in local acts to open up for national acts. Lord, here I go. Out on this same road. Does it begin or does it end? Right here at my home. I sleep all night. And I dream all day. Do I stay or do I go? Do I really even ever say? And these winds of change keep blowing against the grain. And these small town trains keep this house shaking all the same. It's a young man's game, just waiting for another day. So these bridges that I burn, may they light my way. My call, you know it's always been, so why'd I stick around here just to see you with him? Lord knows that it's my time to walk the line. Wait for another day, won't happen till morning gray. And these winds of change keep blowing against the grain. And these small town trains keep this house shaking all the same. It's a young man's game, just waiting for another day. So these bridges
happen. May they light my way.
What else do you do in addition to playing music?
I work at a chemical plant in Mortland. Exciting stuff.
Been there for a long time?
No, been there less than a month.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do before that?
Music. I got into this by playing open mics back in like 2016, and then I got hired at a fire department back home, tore my Achilles tendon, and lost my job over it, didn't have any way to make money. So me and Mike went to high school together, and we, by chance, reconnected at the gym.
Mike, who's playing the lead guitar here, folks.
We played a show together around Halloween 2017. Yeah. And haven't missed one since.
Your name's at the front of this band, so I'm assuming you're the person who pulled this group of folks together.
Yeah, it was solo, and I was dead set against, like, getting an actual band. And then we got an actual band, and now I don't ever want to play solo again.
So when you started playing solo, did you just find yourself sitting on a load of songs?
When I started doing this, all I knew was cover songs. And then started writing and then just kept writing, and here we are.
Tell me about the writing, how that developed.
I wrote a song about my grandpa, which we'll be playing later. And then I didn't write another song for probably a year. And then I just wrote 20 and maybe 25 over the next 11, 12 months. Yeah.
How old were you when you first picked up an instrument and started getting into playing, or the first time you played and
sang? I was 18.
18 years old, huh? Yeah. What was it that happened at the age of 18?
Guys with guitars got more girls.
Uh-huh. Did you play sports in high school?
I did.
Yeah. What'd you play?
Football, baseball, basketball.
The football part doesn't surprise me. You're a big guy. What position did you play?
You know, as soon as I walked in here tonight, Emily was like, hey, could you wear a smaller shirt? I was a linebacker.
Oh, all right.
Lord, I need that girl like a summer needs a rain. Never calls her grief, only calls her right kind of pain. How swore she loved me, my life was like a song. But looking back with the fifth of Jack, hell, I couldn't be more wrong. Life, it got upended, my world turned upside down. Doing my very best to keep 2 feet on the ground. Now I dreamed of getting away, put my toes down in the sand. 'Cause I was playing second fiddle in a goddamn one-man band. Our glass ran empty, our clock ran down to nine.
So me and Cap'n Morgan gonna sail into the sun. Down, doing my very best to keep 2 feet on the ground. Now I dreamed of getting away from my nose down in the sand, 'cause I was playing second fiddle in a goddamn one-man band.
Entertain playing football after high school, or were you sure at the end of high school that you were done playing sports and that those three songs was going to carry you someplace?
Yeah, that was the dream, man. You know, Simple Man and a couple Aaron Lewis songs. That'll get you wherever you need to go.
Mike Moore.
As a young person, do you have a lot of music going on?
Not at all.
In your home?
No, not at all. I didn't listen to much at all. I really didn't even get into music until probably around the same time as I bought a guitar, like 18, 19. Like I heard Steely Dan and like the Allman Brothers for the first time at the guy who Ross Fest is named after. His name was Ron Ross. He passed away last year. He would always have vinyl playing in the garage. And the first time I heard the Allman Brothers, I was like, who is this? Someone please tell me more about this person. Yeah. So that kind of started me branching out.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Interesting stretch there.
He listened to everything, man. Like, absolutely everything. Now it's more like I'm a big Sturgill Simpson fan. Obviously, Tyler Childers, Chris Stapleton, a lot of the Kentucky boys.
Yeah. You found yourself pulled eventually away from things like Steely Dan and the blues of the Allman Brothers.
We still cover the Allman Brothers.
Do you?
Yeah. We still cover the Allman Brothers. But yeah, we play probably 90% country.
Oh, all right.
Some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings new life. Some say winter brings a cold tears. Hearts they freeze the day of the night. But when our arms met, well I knew that we'd melt that frost on sight. And you know we'll see these years through. My favorite season is you. Baby, come on over here with me. This fire needs another long. And you know we'll get it going. Open that door, let out the dawn. The way I'm gonna love you, it ain't meant for puppy's eyes. So close them blinds and baby come through. Gonna need all 9 lives. Some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings new life. Some say winter brings a cold tears. Hearts they freeze the day of the night. But when our eyes met, well I knew that we'd melt that frost on sight. And you know we'll see these favorite season has you. Well, I know that it ain't springtime. I could swear I felt some rain. And you know that these hot lines burning out all of life's pain. So if we can make these cold ones, maybe we can make them all. Come on over here and lay down. Let me hunt you like the fall. Well, some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings you light. Some say winter brings the cold tears. Hearts say freeze the dead of night. When our eyes met, well, I knew that we'd melt that frost on the side. And you know we'll see these years through. My favorite season is you.
Next one is a song about a toxic relationship.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
A great mix of sound up here. It's not like the config of instruments is all that unusual, but the different kind of textures your lead player brings sort of juxtaposed with this really fast acoustic lead that you play. Corey, I think I can say, along with other listeners, that we've probably not heard too many acoustic lead players who play as proficiently and sort of athletically as you do.
Corey Neese.
I picked up guitar when I was about 6 years old. My dad taught me G, C, and D, three chords, and a Skinner CD. And I had a big Chevy C stereo in my room, and I used to set in that thing every day, man, growing up and after school and stuff like that. And I just played guitar. I didn't know what I was doing. But I taught myself by ear. Huh. I can't really read music, but that's all I did growing up, man. And by the time I was 10, 12 years old, I could play a good handful of songs. And my mom was a Nashville recording artist, and I grew up around that, you know. And my papa played bluegrass every weekend. So I was always around a big mix of music, and I think that's where I get it from. You know, I was always wanting to play.
Sounds like you inherited some musical genetic material.
Yeah, both sides, man, are just plumb full of it, you know what I'm saying? I love it, you know. We always played growing up, and, you know, I had a band before I met Josh and them, and we didn't really work it out, and Josh kind of pulled me to the side to use me, you know, for backup, and we kind of liked the sound we got, so here I am.
Did you?
I love it.
When you started playing, did you learn sort of bluegrass styles on your acoustic?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch my papa, man, play that banjo, and, you know, G, C, and D, you know, that's all you need to know in bluegrass, and me and him would play all night, and I probably sounded awful at the time, but I thought I was killing it, you know, and I used to watch him finger pick all the time on his banjo. And I try to throw that in on my guitar, you know, chicken picking. There's a lot of music around my life growing up, and I love it.
I put my troubles down, and I picked up my guitar. I burned all her photos, loaded up my car. Left my heart in green, right off Route 23. Lord, without that girl, there's just nothing here for me. Cause I've seen too many men consumed by the past. Looking for my heaven, I'm gonna make it last. Gonna leave my hate behind, gonna love a whole lot more. Gonna pick up all the pieces, put the pedal to the floor. I've gotta run until the past can't catch me. I'm gonna run and set my spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've gotta run. That sun rises in the morning every day. Sure as it goes down, Lord, it's time to play. Gonna keep my spirit moving, too much is held down. Well, I think it's time for me get out of this old town. I've gotta run, run until the past can't catch me. I've gotta run. Spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've gotta run.
I grew up around her singing and playing all the time, and
Corey Neese.
Great singer. And she went to Nashville back in, I think it was 2008, I believe it was, and recorded a CD and stuff like that. And it went well, but it's like anybody else, you know, just didn't go well enough. It's a great album, you know, she's a great singer and stuff like that. And she kind of drifted away from the music scene and stuff like that, but then I picked it up.
Yeah. Did your mom start playing early on when she was a young person, like you were describing yourself, just playing nonstop? Do you think that was kind of the way she would describe herself as an early teenager?
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it. Yeah, she grew up around the same way I did. You know, my great uncles and stuff like that was always in bands, and they used to pull her up and sing with them and stuff like that, and she was always around it, too. It's just a big thing in my family on both sides.
Back to your guitar, you're playing lead like you play on an acoustic guitar. Just for the guitar heads out there listening, use a real light string, or do you...
Well, on this, I play a lot of lead on acoustic. Yeah, I use a light gauge because these fingers get sore after a while, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, you're bending so hard, I'm surprised I won't see blood coming out of your fingers.
Built up pretty good calluses over the years, so I ain't got to worry about that yet. But, yeah, they hurt from time to time.
Well, I try to live my life the way I know I should. Try to swear to mama bear that I'm still well and good. Yes, I try. Oh, Lord, I try. I try to do what's right, end up doing wrong. Try to live my life right here inside these country songs. Yes, I try. But these bottles and these bar stools, they all seem to know my name. Yeah, these long days take paychecks, and it's putting me right to shame. Thank you.
When did you start playing electric guitar?
Well, I've been playing most of my life, from what I understand. I've seen pictures of, like, when I'm 3 years old with a guitar.
Mike Moore.
My dad played. He's the only person in my family that played, actually. But I guess he quit playing for, like, 20 years, and then when I was born, he just kind of picked it up one day. And the first guitar he bought after I was born, I jumped on it, and it ended up being my first guitar.
Because you jumped
on it? Like, broke the entire back out of it. Yeah, because I broke it.
And your dad said, here, this can be your instrument.
Yeah. And we just played, you know, old 50s rock. I grew up on a lot of that stuff. He used to get me these, like, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tapes, so Chubby Checker and all that good old stuff, you know, the rock and roll. And then from there, I had a brother that was really into metal, so I did that whole thing.
Older brother?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Two older brothers, actually. Motley Crue, Megadeth, skip the whole Metallica thing. And then I got into jazz and, like, all the progressive stuff, and actually went to Moorhead for jazz guitar for a little while.
Oh, you did?
And then, yeah, then one day I bought a Tele, and I never looked back.
Her hair greets me like the morning. Her smile leaves me in mourning. Her eyes see right through my soul. Her laugh makes me lose control. She's my beginning and my end. She's everything between. She's my prison and my free. Lord, she's everything to me. Yes, she's my morning queen. Her touch brings me to my knees. Her love, Lord, it sets me free. Her heart makes me see red. Her walk makes me long for bed. She's my beginning and my end. She's everything between. And she's my prison and my freedom. Lord, she's everything to me. Yes, she's my morning queen.
Thank y'all once again.
When you decided that you were going to break away from playing solo stuff and sort of shape a band, you started off with a really awesome electric player, which is a great way to start. And how about the rest of the mix? Did you have a real particular sound in mind?
We just wanted someone that could pick up what we were doing and make it better. So, like, with each person that we added on, I think we achieved that.
Yeah.
So I think the next addition was Ian, and then Bobby, and then Corey.
Troubles down, and I picked up my guitar. I burned all her photos, loaded up my car, left my heart in green, right off Route 23. Lord, without that girl, there's just nothing here for me. 'Cause I've seen too many men consumed by the past, looking for my heaven. I'm gonna make it last, gonna leave my hate behind. Gonna love a whole lot more. Gonna pick up all the pieces.
put the pedal to the floor. I've got to run, run until the bears can't catch me. I'm gonna run, run and set my spirit free. Just cross that state line, well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've got to run. That sun rises in the morning every day. Sure as it goes down, Lord, it's time to play. Gonna keep my spirit moving, too much is held down. Well, I think it's time for me get out of this old town. I've gotta run, run until the past can't catch me. I've gotta run. Spirit free. Just cross that state line. Well, I ain't never looking back. And I'm meeting up later with my brothers Jim and Jack. I've got to run.
I'd like to thank Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends, Josh, Mike, Corey, Ian, and Bobby. Let's give them another round of applause. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at WEKU.FM. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Snake den down the road where a good man sold his soul to some bad man with a better plan. You know the serpent is always full. Now the preacher, he's a spitting fire. guess I'm weak on
Heaven. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh, Mike, Corey, Ian, and Bobby, Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends, for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.